Okay, good. Welcome, everybody. I think we are ready to start our TSC meeting today. And let's start with reminding you that we are under the Linux Foundation Antitrust Policy. You can read the policy from the link in the meeting agenda slash notes. Let's do a quick agenda bashing. We will handle our announcements, the DNTF, OSPO CodeCon, maybe an update on what happened on the Open Info Summit from ILDECO.
Yeah, ILDECO's on, so the answer would be yes.
Then
I hope you can hear me. I'm at an airport, but I'll try my best.
We can hear you. You're good.
Cool. All right, then still Open Infra PTG, then our one summit regional days, one in Spain and one in China. And then there is one item to move TSC meeting to LFX meeting management. I hope that is for Sandra because I have no idea what is that. Okay, then build servers, feedback from the governing board on the mid-year project review. Then Anuket task force. Then review of the release process without release manager, what Beth and myself fabricated yesterday. Then discussing a bit the missing Anuket officials. Then release updates and the usual consumability, SPC, TAC, PTL, WSL, and technical officer updates. Is there any topic what needs to be added to the agenda? I hear none. So, and we have a quorum. Thanks for counting. Then approval of previous meeting minutes. In my screen, I show you the minutes of last week's meeting. Please indicate if the notes are not correct or if they need any addition or correction. I hear none, or maybe I hear. Was there a comment?
No, there was no comment. There was me coughing.
Okay, no worries. Thanks. So then I will say that we approved. Last week's meeting minutes. Then Scott says hello. Let's say hello.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you all.
In person or just
maybe just virtually.
Who put that in?
I did. I forgot to tell you all last week. I spoke to him and he wanted me to say hello to everyone. So I put it on the agenda so I wouldn't forget this week.
Okay.
Hope he's enjoying motorcycling around.
He is. He had just come back from a trip riding. So he's doing well, holding up. But he did say he missed you all.
Oh.
Yeah.
We are still.
I was going to say, he doesn't miss us enough to come stay on the board.
All right. Any updates on the Budapest DNTF?
No additional updates, just a reminder that the registration is open. So go ahead and register as soon as possible. The sooner the better. And also, if you have to get a visa to do that, the sooner the better as well, because we don't want to run into issues of visas not being issued in time. That's all for that.
All right. I think we shouldn't discuss, or should we discuss the OSPO CodeCon further? We had it last week, but I didn't remove it from the agenda. I wasn't sure if we need to follow this up. I think we do not need to follow it up. So let me just take a note.
Yeah, I think it was just an FYI for us. I think Sridhar is handling it. Yeah.
All right, then, Open Infra Summit.
Yeah, so the Open Infra Summit was held in the second week of June, between the 13th and 15th in Vancouver, British Columbia. It was a great event. We had a lot of buzz. There were, so the conference had three big parts. One was the regular conference sessions with presentations and panel discussions. The recordings of those are already available on the Open Infra Foundation's YouTube channel. I can dig up the link later and add it to the meeting minutes. We also had the forum, which for those of you who may not know, it is an event that has more interactive working sessions. We created that originally to create a feedback loop for our communities. So people who are using the software and people who are developing the software can get together and talk to each other. We had great forum sessions this time around as well. The forum sessions were not recorded, although people usually take notes on their pads. So if there's any topic that you're interested in reading the notes of and cannot find them, please let me know. I'm happy to help to dig them up. And we also had an in-person project teams gathering at the event, since we haven't had that for a long while now because of COVID. So we wanted to utilize that in-person event and provide the space and opportunity for the technical communities to get together and work on their project, which they did. So that was the three big parts of the conference. We only had one keynote block in the afternoon of the first day, but that went really well. We had some content on AI. We also announced two regional hubs, one in Europe and one in Asia, to have more global presence and help our regional communities. And what else? I think these are the bigger items that come to mind. I don't know if anyone has any questions.
So Hildika, it's Walter. So is there anything for this project and this community we should take out of Open Infrastructure Summit? Or is there anything specific you can just put a finger on, or perhaps not, but I don't know.
I think there were a couple of conference sessions around edge and 5G related topics that could be interesting for this group to check out. Those discussions, I mean, the Open Infra Edge Computing Group is still around. We had a forum session where we were talking about more of the hardware related topics this time around. That's what people were interested in, smart NICs and how to handle all kinds of more exotic hardware options that come to mind for edge use cases. And when it comes to 5G, I think that came up more as presentation content during the conference, but I could be wrong. If there were related forum sessions or conversations, I might have missed those.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anything what you would like to share about the upcoming PTG?
Yes. So we are having another virtual / online PTG in October. I believe the date is 23rd till the 27th. I will look it up to double check and confirm. We looked into trying not to collide with any major events. Hopefully that is all covered. Currently, we have the team sign up phase. So we are opening for project teams and interested adjacent communities are grabbing space at this point. So when it comes to putting together the schedules and what each team will be talking about, that will be coming later. As usual, the event will be free to attend, plus be registered.
It's October 23rd to 27th. I'll put in a link.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Yeah, I'm on my phone right now. I'll put up some links later. Thanks. So I remembered it correctly. And again, it will be fully online, so anyone can participate. The project teams are usually using either Zoom or Meetpad, which is Jitsi Meet in the background, which is an open source conference tool. That's all I have for now.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Then moving on to one summit regional days, and there is one in Spain, which is co-located with a couple of things. And here we also have some actions because there is the LF Europe Member Summit, which means two things. There will be Silva sessions there, and also Silva community will be represented in the event. So Kenny was kind enough to approach the Silva community to suggest to have a common session between Silva and Anuket. And I think it would be beneficial to have it in both, to have a similar session both in the One Summit Regional Day and in the LF Europe Member Summit.
We set up we got on the Silva TSC calendar for tomorrow. Gergay, will you be able to attend that, or do we need to look for another representative? I know that you were indicating a potential conflict.
Yes, I will be able to join.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow, so we'll be on that call tomorrow at 1400 UTC. Discussing what what sessions we might be able to do together with the communities.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, quickly, is everyone familiar with the Silva Slack channel? If not, I will drop.
I was going to say that it's not terribly useful to us folks that have our Slack channels blocked.
Slack is not useful to any company that blocks it, or any geography that blocks it, or any government that blocks it.
Correct.
Doesn't change my question.
I was not aware that it existed.
It's not blocked for me, but I didn't know. That's quite interesting to have.
Yeah, I will. I'll drop a link into the chat window.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Cool. Thank you. Do we have any update on the One Summit Regional Day in China?
No, not beyond what is already there.
Okay.
And then we will have one coming up in India that is being finalized.
So you mean location and date is not finalized yet?
No.
Okay.
It'll be done in the host of that will be Infosys.
Yeah. Can I go back to the Silva, right? So I just missed this. So when is the, Gege, when is the Silva TSC to discuss? You wanted to join. Is it a fixed time at the moment, or is it something we can, you said we cannot do tomorrow? Or
it is a fixed time. It is tomorrow, 1 hour later than this meeting.
Oh. It's going to be very late for you.
All right.
So that would be a good morning for Walter. A good night.
I would like to join, but I don't know.
Not sure about the good part. I can forward you the invitation, Walter.
We really have to start working with them, so.
So there's this TSC meeting. This Silva TSC meeting, then I think they're going on the summer holiday break, and then the end of August, I think, is the next one.
Maybe that's the better time, yeah.
All right. Move TSC meeting to LFX meeting management.
Yep, so that was me. I added that in. I think everyone's aware here that we have a new tool within the Linux Foundation that we're using. And so we are slowly trying to transition all of our meetings into the meeting management tool. The plus side of that is that we won't have this issue with having to provide host codes or anything like that. You'll be able to get on and share and all that good stuff. The only downside I see right now is that the recording starts automatically and you will have to be able to claim host if you need to pause the recording. But that's usually not a concern for this meeting. So I will say within the next couple of weeks, we can have it moved probably by the next meeting. So be on the lookout for an email and a new meeting invite.
couple things about this feature is Sandra said we're slowly migrating our communities there, and this isn't just LFN, this is everything across the LF. It relies on your LFID to log in and authenticate, which prevents the issues that we have from the Zoom bombers occasionally. So that's good. It's a few extra clicks, but utilizes Zoom, so that piece of it doesn't change. And also, there's a way if you go into your LF profile, you can actually see the meetings you've attended and track things there and such. So there's some good features. The main downside of it is that there's a few additional clicks to join a call if you aren't already logged into your LFID.
Thank you, Kenny. Thank you for pointing that out, because that's one of the features I'm actually excited about. When the meetings are recorded, everyone has access to the recordings because it's in your profile. You just go to your, does everyone know how to get to their profile? I'm wondering if that's something we should show.
Well, when you get into the wiki, you have to log in. I have to log in periodically. Doesn't keep me in all the time. I assume it's the same.
Not quite. Let me see. Hold on for a second.
Well, it's using the same authentication.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
And to get to your profile, if you go to openprofile.dev and log in, I'll drop the link.
Gary, if you don't mind, I can show everyone really quickly how they can get to their meetings and their profile.
Please.
Okay, let me go over here and share. You can stop sharing and I'll share my screen. Okay, so if you go to the link that Kenny will drop into the chat, it'll take you to your profile. Let me move this down, get out of my way. Everyone see that? So everyone's aware that you do have a individual dashboard within LFX tools. And you would just go to, I think it's under events, meetings. And all of your meetings are listed. And you can go to past meetings. And so any of your past meetings that you've attended and they have a recording, you have access right there to your recording. So these are grayed out. They were not recorded. This one was recorded, so I can click on it and it played a recording for me. And everyone has access to this. And again, like Kenny said, this is connected to your LFID. So it's pretty simple. A few clicks, but you have access to all of your meetings that have been recorded.
The other thing is that there's also, if you click on the recurring meetings link there. So if there's a meeting that you know you belong to and for some reason the invite has gotten messed up, you can hit resend invite.
Yep.
To get that back on your calendar of choice.
Well, that's useful because my invites keep getting messed up.
Keep it top of mind, Beth. I was about to say that.
Yeah, I don't know what happens, but they do.
Yeah, so this is a good tool. And like we said, so the meeting management is another piece of the LFX tools that we're going to start. I'll stop sharing, Gary, so you can get it back.
All right, cool. Thank you. This is the last week's meeting. Okay, cool.
And when is this going to happen?
I am going. Well, I said give me a couple of weeks, but I'm going to try to get it done as soon as this week. It shouldn't take long. So okay. I'm saying by the next meeting, next week, we should be in.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to build servers. Are we happy, Fabio, with our build servers?
Yes. Well, I'm sure in the chat, the ticket where we are tracking the migration, we already migrated the Jenkins instance, or we created the Jenkins instance with all the backup and necessary infrastructure. So we're ongoing now the migration of the jobs and testing of the configuration. So in the ticket I share in the chat, you can follow the let's call it the ongoing effort. Well, I'm assuming that in this week we will be finishing the testing and talking with Cedric to review the jobs and the work.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Wait, I have a question. So I thought Cedric was gone to mid-August. Is he coming back for these discussions or?
No, I talked to him last week, he didn't mention, but
Uh-oh, you cut out. So if you're saying anything.
Yeah. Wow. Is that Mike? Breaking up, Fabio. We cannot hear you.
Saying that
it was going so well.
It was. Just slack me. Just slack me, Fabio.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
So I didn't know that Cedric left, but he will not be needed for anything that basically troubleshooting or reviewing the job. So I don't think it's going to be a blocker if he's not here.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Cool. All right. Then moving on to feedback on the mid-year project review. Any update on this activity, which is practically the SPC?
Yes, part of it, some of it. But the update is we're not going to get any additional resources for release management. So Aniket needs to decide how and if it's going to move forward and have some decisions to make. So I guess some of that discussion could be taken up in the task force / technical meeting tomorrow about options and I don't know, just figuring out what the next steps are. But that
I think for the release management topic, we have a plan.
Okay.
So that is kind of handled. But also we would need, we asked for feedback on the value of the project and future directions and all of that. And I think that is related to the SPC.
That part is related to the SPC and that's still ongoing. I'll just give that update now. We have new leadership in the SPC. Lisa Kaywood is now the chair of the SPC. And so those conversations are still ongoing and yep. We'll keep you posted of any progress.
Okay.
But right now, we do have, so the conversation is ongoing about that and then what the plan is. And then in September, I believe we're scheduled to go back to the LF Networking Board with some suggested recommendations on how to move forward. So all of that is being handled again within the SPC.
Yep.
Okay. Then, value of Aniket and or Aniket task force. So I couldn't join today because I have a standing overlap during the time, mm-hmm. and I suggested to move the meeting to the weekly tech discussions time slot. But the trick is that I have an overlap tomorrow also, but that's not a standing one. I have just one meeting on top of that already, but I can make it free for other weeks.
So when you said in your email to do it during a technical discussion meeting instead, you were not referring to tomorrow's technical discussion meeting?
No, I was referring to for future technical discussion meetings.
So so are we going to have it? We're not going to have it tomorrow? Yes or no?
I will not be able to participate. It doesn't mean that you cannot have it.
Well, I'm actually going to be, I'm taking a couple days off starting tomorrow, so I won't be able to make it either. So why don't we just move it to the following week?
Okay. Well, that's fine. When I replied to your email this morning, I thought you were referring to tomorrow's meeting. But whichever week it is, can you also include PDAR on the invite? Because I didn't see it on my calendar. But I think that should be fine because we spoke specifically about tomorrow though. He was fine for tomorrow. I can shoot him an email and see if he's good for future weeks. But either way, he would still need the invite.
Yeah, it's the tech discussions invite. I can send it to you and Peter.
Okay.
Let's just take an action on that.
Okay. Just to point out though, I don't know if that we would want that to be, because does that work for you, Walter? I know at some point you were attending the technical discussion meetings too, and I don't know how that time fits.
What time is it? Is it the same time as this meeting?
Yes.
Yeah, so it'd be 11 p.m. your time tomorrow.
Well, not tomorrow, whenever.
I mean, not tomorrow, the next week.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of variable for 2 or 3 months.
Well, yeah, that's fine. I don't think this is not going to be a long-term meeting.
I'm happy to, and I am in touch and we discuss many things with Peter, so we are very much aligned.
Oh. Sounds great. Then moving on to release process without release manager. So yesterday with Beth, we drafted a process. And I would like to ask you
Did we lose you?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're back.
Okay, sorry for that. So it's created in a way that in one column we have the original criteria and in the other one the proposed criteria. And practically what we did is just removed all the like things which are there as criteria, but we are not really doing them anyways. And we distributed the remaining task between the PTS and the TSC members and LF staff. So that's how we got to this proposed criteria list. So I would like to have an offline discussion on this and on it next week if all comments are sorted out. And thanks, Georg, for commenting it. All right, then. Missing officials. RC2, so I started the termination review for RC2. And according to the process, we need to wait 2 weeks for comments. So if you have any comments, please reply to this mail. Otherwise, we will have a vote on this. I think week after next week to have the 2 weeks waiting time. Then for risk manager, we have the draft process. So maybe we will not need release manager after all. Then volunteer PTL for RM. Maybe I will just use release manager for release manager just not to be.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Are there any volunteers?
Well, I send out emails, as you know, to the whole community. Nobody talked to me. I don't know whether, I have to say I was very busy, but I checked, so I didn't see anything happening. Maybe I just tell, and this is, I can be actually on a RM update as well. So we had few discussions and how to proceed because of not many contributors, right? And we want to keep RM. We think that people who are contributing that it's worth still working on RM. We sort of think about low cadence and a bit low effort, mainly to make sure that we are progressing in line with RA2, which is Kubernetes part of things, which is creates a lot of interest in the community. So we've got sort of like low effort plan for RM for the next few months. I don't know. Well, I don't know. And that's probably no generally across allocate, right? Because we don't have many contributors. We have actually to be very selective what we do. So I think that the focus will be on RA2 alignment, right? So whenever RA2 needs us and vice versa, to keep some sort of alignment and working with Silva if we can, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if nobody really raised hand, I may actually stay in this role because of the so low cadence. We want to do a lot of things in online, basically in the tool or things with less meetings, which are hard for me because of the time. But I'm still waiting. Maybe I send another note to people. So if somebody wants to pick it up, I'm open, but we don't want to sort of kill Adam.
Yes.
I don't know. Did you hear anybody sort of raising a possibility to be volunteer? Let me know. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's the story here. We are meeting tomorrow. In RM, so maybe we actually make some decisions about this. So I come back next week.
Okay, cool.
But it's nobody really wants to take it.
Yeah. Okay. So if no volunteers now,
yeah, we'll try to find some way tomorrow, right? Maybe we just share some role or something.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. All right, then moving on to the TSC core elections. So now we have a nomination page.
Yeah, so the nomination page is up. If you can please look at the schedule really quickly there, because if the TSC approves the schedule, I'll shoot that email out today to let folks know that the nomination period is open. And it'd be open for 2 weeks. And then the election would be the Condorcet election, of course, for 1 week.
Basically start today, right?
Yes. And once you all approve it, I'll send some communication out, letting folks know that nominations are open. It's a really short schedule. It's literally saying today. I don't know if Erica, you're sharing it, but it's starting today, and nominations end on the 8th, and then we'll start the election on August 9th, and the elections will go out for a week until the 16th of August.
Yeah, I think that. All right, let's just have a quick vote on it. Is there anybody who does not agree with the schedule in this page? I hear no objection. So
the only thing is that, I don't have an objection. What is it? Do we have any numbers that there has to be some percentage of people voting or something like this? I don't remember. Because considering this is like summer holidays on Northern Hemisphere, there may be not many people actually available. But
I think we do not have any requirements for how big
person. I think we removed, so that's all right. Yeah.
Okay. Moving on then. Release updates. And for closing down Orinoco, we really need input from PTS and a couple of other members of the community. And I resent the mail what I drafted about what is needed for Orinoco, but I got no response. So I think we should start to think about how to proceed if we don't get any feedback.
When did you send? I was actually wanted to ask about this because I just missed it. So, it doesn't matter, right? But it has to be very clear that it's a request to do.
Let me find the thread. One. So I've sent the first one on June 28th, and then I sent a reminder on July the 20th.
Okay. I will provide, yeah.
So to move forward, I think I will draft a proposal how to move on with these different items without feedback from the PTLs and send it to the TSC mailing list.
But can you actually resend the request again? I think that maybe at least I will respond.
Okay, I will. Let's do that.
And I think Cardo is back. Maybe he will respond as well. There's not much from RA1. I think nothing really happened there. So at least from us.
Yeah, I'm more worried about the implementation projects because there we need to do some Relang stuff, some magic, which I absolutely have no idea what should be done. The other things I think we can manage to do, but those like the implementation projects which are still on GitHub, GitLab, and using these very special Relang scripts are like, it's based on tribal knowledge how we can create a release. And I'm not part of that tribe. So I don't know, maybe we need to ask somebody from LF staff to come on Trevor for us. I think he knows how these things are working, if he still remembers. So PMAN planning is still on hold until we have a process to actually do a release. And we still have the new release names, votings, or nomination pages on. Do we have any nominations?
Not since the last time I checked. It's just the one that I put in for one of them as an example.
Okay, we still have time, I think. All right, then I would like to remind you again for the conceivability. PRs and change requests that they need reviews to be able to merge them.
What's this link, broken link? Oh, okay.
There are a couple of broken link PRs that I created. Maybe we can check those. And those also need some reviews, I think. So there is one link broken in Gov, and that breaks the build. And there is also a broken link in RC2, which also breaks the build. So this is why both of these are red. The Gov PR is red because of RC2, and the RC2 PR is red because of Gov. So that's the drawback of this like big link checking and connecting all the docs. And I had plans to separate the GitHub CI into every project or subproject separately, but I had no time yet. And the other thing what would need your attention maybe is this one, this fixing the read the docs builds, hopefully. And it is the, I think I cannot merge it. So somebody with the merging rights to, oh no, it's wait for Cedric, okay. Okay. Anyways, it would be nice to merge that before we cut the order of queries. All right, I think we covered the SPC and TUC topics. Anything from the PTS and WSLs? However, I'm not the PTL of RA2, but we agreed this week that we will, after we cut the original code release, we will continue working, even though we don't have a PMAN release planned, but we still have things to do. So we are just keep running and we will cut the PMAN release once it is done. I think that's the same strategy what RM has. Any other comments from the PTS or WSLs? Or even the technical officers?
So in GSMA, we are working on publishing RM and RA2 in Orinoco version, which should happen sometime in September and should go through the process of approval in October and November. So the work is happening. RA1 hasn't changed, so we are probably not going to publish, but I will double check this.
Sorry, can you please repeat the schedule again? I missed that part.
Yeah, so the goal is to publish to get it ready technically in September. And to go through the approval by the end of October and beginning of November.
Okay.
I can provide the dates, but it's basically.
I think so, I'm happy with the month level granularity. I don't know if somebody else needs the exact dates, then we cannot then, but for me, you don't need to look them up.
No, I will notify when we have it done, right?
Yeah, that's the important thing. Yes, exactly.
And provide the link so people can share. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And as we discussed, I will not be able to participate in the weekly technical meeting and we do not have any topics, so we will not have the meeting. Okay, any other business what we should discuss?
Gergay, I just want a clarification because I'm going to reply all to the email that I replied to saying to replace the task force meeting with the technical meeting. So you're talking about having a meeting next Wednesday, which is August 2nd?
Yes.
Because I just want to check to make sure that's fine with him. Okay.
Next Wednesday, yes. I don't know what's the exact date, but it is August the 2nd, yes.
Okay. All right, good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Go on.
No, thank you. I'm just going through the PRs, but that's fine.
Okay, cool. Thank you for checking them. All right, so if there is no other topic what we shall discuss, then thanks for your time and see you next week.
All right, have a good one, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.